This is 107.5, The Sail Show, featuring
Nani Endoplasmic Reticulum and you Vacuo.
Izzy Mitochondria,
Simone Ribosome,
Aaron Organelle,
and
MRI Chromosome.
And featuring special guest stars Nelly Nucleus, Shelly Cell Membrane, and Nathan Cytoplasm. Let's start.
Now that I know that we are made up of cells, animal cells to be more specific, well then, what are animal cells made up of? What are the parts of an animal cell?
Funny you mentioned, because that is a topic for today. The main parts of an animal cell are the cell membrane, cytoplasm, and the nucleus. For example, a school wouldn't be a school without the parts inside it. It's the same thing with your cells. When you look at a cell under a microscope, the first thing you probably notice is the nucleus. This is like the chief of all of the activities that take place in the cell. It controls activities of other cell parts. Within that nucleus is a string-like structure called a chromosome. A chromosome is in the nucleus that carries information controlling all the cell's activities. All normal humans have 46 chromosomes, but for other organisms, the number varies. Just like walls, ceilings, and floors hold a school together, the cell membrane holds the contents of a cell together. It is a thin outer covering, and it supports the cell and only allows certain substances to enter or leave it.
The cell membrane also allows waste like carbon dioxide to leave the cell. The cell membrane also protects the cell by keeping substances that can harm the cell outside. The cytoplasm is a clear jelly-like material, very similar to the white of a raw egg. The cytoplasm is mostly made up of water, and most of the cells depend on water to survive. Without water, the cell cannot carry out all their necessary activities.
It's time for our first caller. Our first caller is Natalie from New York, New York.
Hi, my name is Natalie, and I wanted to know what the three main parts of a cell are.
Well, the three main parts of a cell is the nucleus, the cytoplasm, and the cell membrane. Hope that helps.
Thank you.
Now it's time for our second caller, Bobby from Tennessee.
Hello, this is Bobby from Nashville, Tennessee. I'm sitting here in my cornfield playing my PSP, and I was wondering, what was a cytoplasm?
Well, cytoplasm is a clear jelly-like material. It's very similar to the white of a raw egg.
Okay, thank you.
Our last caller is Cindy from California.
Hi, I'm Cindy, and I'm getting my nails done. Can you tell me how to pronounce endoplasmic reticulum?
Well, Cindy, say it with me.
Endoplasmic reticulum. Reticulum.
Now say it together. Endoplasmic reticulum.
Endoplasmic reticulum.
Hope that helps. Now back to the show. Your body cells are more than 2/3 of water, which is why you cannot survive more than 4 days without water. So what are the functions of the cell parts? Inside the cytoplasm of all cells, there are very tiny parts that have special jobs. Each of those structures is an organelle. They are in the cytoplasm and perform a special job. Scattered throughout a cell's cytoplasm are mitochondria. Mitochondria are organelles where food and oxygen react to release energy. This energy is needed to run the cells.
Mitochondria are the powerhouses of cell. A cell can have as few as one mitochondria or as many as 10,000 mitochondria or more. That number depends on the cell level of activity. The more active a cell is, the more energy it needs and the more mitochondria it has.
Cells also need storage spaces. A vacuole is an organelle that stores nutrients, water, and well as waste products.
Materials pass into and out of the vacuoles to the thin membrane. Some vacuoles can expand or contract as needed. Animal cells contain many small vacuoles.